You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Emily spoke with co-director of the University of Auckland's Centre for Asian and Ethnic Minority Health Research, Dr. Roshini Pettis-John, about the challenges faced by Asian New Zealanders in accessing health services. She began by asking why it is that 16% of Asian New Zealanders are not enrolled with a GP.
This information is nothing new. We've seen this over many years now, that the enrollment is low for Asian communities, and there are various reasons that have led to this, and some of it is around the community is not familiar with the New Zealand health system, particularly relevant to the new migrant communities. There is also a difference in the systems in healthcare that these migrant communities experience from their home countries compared to New Zealand, and therefore they are unfamiliar with the GP system or the primary healthcare system in New Zealand. We also are getting information around, or research has shown that primary healthcare or GP services are not always responsive to the needs of Asian and ethnic minority communities. We are seeing foregone healthcare that is not available to communities when they need it amongst Asian and ethnic minority. We are seeing high levels of foregone healthcare, particularly among our young Asian communities, because they have experienced discrimination within the system, and therefore they are unable to access the healthcare system. There is also socioeconomic determinants. We know that GP services come at a considerable cost to families, and therefore there's a tendency for families, particularly those from lower socioeconomic positions, to collect all their illnesses before they would opt to go and see a GP. So all this probably speaks to that statistic that you just shared with me, Emily.
You noted there the high rates of foregone healthcare, particularly among young Asian people. In what ways might this discrimination manifest itself in the health system?
Yeah, so that statistic came from a student secondary school survey that we conducted in 2019, where we saw one in five Asian students reporting that they were not able to access healthcare when they needed it. And when we explored the reasons for this, most of them spoke about discrimination experienced discrimination by health professionals due to their ethnicity was a big issue that came up as a cause for foregone healthcare. There were other factors as well, like discrimination by teachers and being bullied in school influenced whether they accessed healthcare or not. But the key finding was that they experienced some form of ethnic discrimination when they accessed healthcare, and that led to foregone healthcare.
There's currently no national policy for Asian health, despite continued efforts from advocates to implement one. If the government were to implement such a policy, what would you want this to look like?
That is a really good question, Emily. And to answer your question, I think there needs to be more work done. So up until now, there's very little focus on Asian health reporting. There has been minimal funding for health research to really understand the problems and the issues that are that Asian and other ethnic minorities, and when I talk of ethnic minorities, I'm referring to the Middle Eastern, Latin American, and the African group as well. So I think the Asian health policy, before we get to the policy, I think we need to have a better understanding of what's going on before we actually... having an Asian health policy is really crucial, and I think it's a great opportunity now that we have Te Whatu Ora to discuss having the Asian health policy. But I think we need to also have better, a great understanding of what the issues are for us to start developing that health policy, yes.
There is, though, a history of Asian health research being underfunded. So how are we going to overcome that?
I guess we have to advocate for it, and I think this is a good